5:27 South African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arabia. Yes, my wonderful listeners, today is the 14th of Muharram, 1445. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's not forget our WhatsApp number if you have any questions, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784 786 3132. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Muharram, 1445. Look outside and you will see the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. Laylatul Badr, we call that in our Islamic terminology. That is the full moon, Laylatul Badr. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 28, Surah Qasas, the narrative and stories, and verse number 15 and 16. Chapter 28, verses 15 and 16. We continue with the anecdote, incidents, events during the life of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. He grew up there in the presidential palace, royal palace of the Pharaoh, the Tenpot dictator. So one day he goes to what we will call nowadays the CBD, the Central Business District, and he had some work, and something happened there. So Almighty Allah informs us, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And he entered the central point, the Satawid CBD area, the town, a central area, عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, at the time when the people were unmindful. What do we mean the people were unmindful? That it is extreme heat. Now 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So the people are resting, having their siesta and so forth. Up to this day, certain countries have it. Remember, 1-2 hours, everything shut down because of the intense heat and so forth. So that is the time people are unmindful. They are resting, enjoying their siesta. Qailula, we call it in Islam. And it is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, the doctors, professors, the medical fraternity are telling you that it's good to take a small short nap in the afternoon. The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us this more than 1400 years ago. Qilu fa inna shayateen la taqil. That sleep a little bit in the afternoon, and the Satan, Lucifer, and his progeny, they don't sleep. Then, when he came there, he noticed an altercation. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. Then he found in the town two people fighting, and an altercation between them. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَتِهِ. And one of them was from his party, his followers. Shia means party followers, so meaning that they were Israelis and following Bani Israel, the teaching of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَدُوِي. And the other person was from the enemy, a Qibti, Coptic person, and they were following the Pharaoh and the 10-pot dictators. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَأَتِهِ أَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ أَدُوِي. So the person from his party, he shouted and screamed and asked for assistance and help against the one who is from the enemy. So he went, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his dark in complexion, sheepish hair, very, very strong person, powerful person. So he wanted to separate them. فَوَكَذَهُ Musa. So Musa alayhi salam just tapped him. Tapped that person from the Coptic, from the enemy. فَقَذَا alayhi, and he died. So that person died. Now imagine Moses, a messenger, prophet of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. These people will not listen to him. They will say, you are guilty of homicide, premeditated murder, and what have you. Obviously, all that is hasbara and lies, you must remember, and propaganda. It was totally an unintentional action done inadvertently, and there was no intention to kill. So prophets and messengers, remember, are ma'soom, protected from all vices and sins. Yes, there can be a mistake. There can be an error in judgment. So this was a mistake. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. He, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, said, this is the action of shaitan. Meaning that, why did I go there and tap this person? I should have just separated them. And the Satan, Lucifer, and his cronies, comrades, إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily, they are the enemies, and they lead people astray, and they are the manifest open and enemy. Now he cries, he begs Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness not for a sin, because they are ma'asum. All prophets and messengers are protected by divine protection, but for the mistake he committed. All Moses, the Nabi Musa alayhi salam, cries, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi, Ya Allah, I have wronged my soul. فَغَفِرْ لِي, Ya Allah, forgive me. فَغَفَرَ لَا, Allah forgave him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, he, Almighty Allah, is of forgiving. Very, very forgiving. Very, very merciful. So that is what the Quran Sharif tells us. Regarding that, we will continue tomorrow, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, with the news, views, and interviews. So many stories unfolding. France sends 3 planes to Niger, one of the poorest countries in the world, to evacuate, listen carefully, to evacuate the European people that come, we're taking you out. But not their army. The army must stay there. So why? Because the Niger people are fed up, and there's so much anti-French sentiments now. So remember that they only there, the army of France, to steal and plunder and loot the country. So there's so much uranium there, and now they're going to lose out on this uranium. Therefore to you Mali, therefore to you Burkina Faso, and therefore to you, you Niger, the army, you're doing very well. Kick all these whiteys out, these Americans and these French and all of them. Bunch of crooks they are. They are looting your countries. The same France, 14 countries in Africa, in the continent of Africa, must still continue paying them tax. And majority of their money, 80-90% or what have you, that must be deposited in French banks. You get rid of them. And next step, you in Niger, if you're listening to me, get that army out of France. Tell them we'll put you against the wall, and better pack up also. So that is what you must do. We must show these whiteys, we're fed up of your raping and looting our countries, and of occupying us and coming to tell us that you are our well-wishers. Alhamdulillah. O Muslim, say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our Palestinian Mujahid shot 6 Jutlas, Harami, 6 Israelis, and wounded them. And then he was martyred by an Israeli police. So that is the only language the Jutla, the Harami, the illegitimate child of Hitler, will understand. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Not a chosen nation, but a cursed nation by Almighty Allah. Listen to this story now. The Jutlas, Haramis, and America are putting pressure on the Saudis, MBS, and them, and telling them, make peace with us now, during the Biden era. Don't wait for the GOP, the grand old party, to take over the Republicans in next year's elections. Trump might come in, then there'll be bigger problems for you. See how they speak with the forked tongue. And MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, we hope he doesn't fall into their trap. And speaking of Trump, Trump is indicted again. Whether he will be convicted, that only Almighty Allah know. He will never be convicted. But it's a huge, huge embarrassment for America and the Republicans, the grand old party. And it is a great shame on them. Like how, you must remember, Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay is a shame for the American dictatorship. My 30 plus brothers are there and are not charged and detention without trial, torture. My bare sister is there, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. These are the haramis, they are the super terrorists, you must remember that. Ukraine removing Russian symbols. Now you Christians, you must listen to what I'm saying, okay? All you Christians. Pope is there in Portugal. Now Pope is going to deliver mass. Tomorrow there will be a big, big pumping ceremony there. But behind the curtain, who is there for the 5,000 children in Portugal alone who were sexually molested by the clergy? 5,000 children. Therefore, I'm telling you, Christianity is a dead religion. They can't control their rifles, their priests and so forth and clergy and all this. In Portugal alone, 5,000 children, remember, molested sexually. Shame and disgrace on you. United Nations condemn Ukraine's drone attacks on Russia and saying you are targeting civilians now and that is not acceptable. So remember, at least something came out from there. The fires are raging on, remember, in Canada, and now it has reached British Columbia. Big problems there. And once it comes right into Canada, then the overspill of it will impact negatively on America as well. Let's go to Modi ji. Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, another harami. India bans cough syrup. You must remember why 6 children died, in Cameroon and Africa and so forth. So India is a terrorist regime as far as Muslims go. Look at these 2-3 incidents that took place. An Indian, you must remember, terrorist killed, remember, the imam there in Nuha. Nuha is the place there in Haryana. And majority Muslim, they go and burn the mosque. They go, the mob, the Hindu thugs and terrorists. What other name can we use for them? And a 19-year-old imam, leader of prayer, they murdered and martyred him. And you come and tell me that India is the largest democracy in the world? There's no democracy under BJP and under Modi and under RSS. It is a tin pot dictatorship and also a terrorist regime for the Muslims there and for the Christians. Go ask them what's happening in Manipur and for the Sikhs. Therefore, the Sikhs want their own Khalistan, their own autonomous state and so forth. And then one colonel pulls out his gun and shoots a Muslim in a train. Can you believe that? Just take a gun and just shoot. This is what you politicians in India are doing. We told you 100,000 times already. Oh, Muslims, your worst, worst enemies are these two haramis. Quran says this. If you don't believe in this, you're not a Muslim. You're out of the fall of Islam. Chapter 5, verse 82. The last verse of the 6 Jews, the 6 Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, that your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Jews and the Hindus, our idol worshippers. We never say every Jew. We never ever said you must remember every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority Hindus, majority Jews, and both of them telling us they are democracies. Israel says we are the only democracy in the Middle East. Well, there was never ever democracy for Palestinians, you haramis, children of Hitler and super terrorists. And India, since BJP came, there's no democracy as far as the minorities go. And you Muslim leaders, you Arab leaders, you got so many Hindus there. Tell them that now we're expelling all of you, go back to India. And just see how the things will change. Expel their ambassadors. But you need iman. But this majority Muslim Arab countries are murtads themselves. And they only use Islam's name for their hidden agenda. Iran is getting roasted and toasted with the heat. So 2 days holiday in Iran due to excessive heat. Former Israeli soldier cannot, you understand, bear the post-trauma syndrome. And now he's fighting, he's seeing the children in his dreams, that how they murdered innocent children. He goes to the Israelis and says, you must now support me during all my treatment and so forth. They told him, go to hell. He burnt himself. You heard, Jutlas? Your one former soldier burnt himself. And that is what's happening. Their guilty conscience is eating them up. Saudi Arabia, what you must remember, MBS. MBS will only do something where he'll be praised. But whatever he touches becomes into rubbish, remember. He thought he will bring about peace there in Sudan and everything escalated. Now he thinks that by holding this weekend here a conference, remember, of all the characters there, Ukraine and the others, and Russia is not invited, so peace will come, is a pipe dream. And Mexico told him, MBS, we're not participating in your so-called conference of peace until Russians are invited and participate. Well done to Mexico. Tunisia. Now look at this murtad, another harami. What surprises me is, where's the United Nations? Where is United States of America? Where is United Kingdom? These are all haramis. These are murtads. They are 100% dictators and they do as they please. So why you don't speak against them, against their human rights and so forth? Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, Tunisia, and the list goes on. So another murtad and enemy of Islam, but got a Muslim name, Qais Saeed, fires his prime minister overnight and brings in a non-entity and makes him. So that is how they rule. I've been to all these countries. You must remember that nothing to do with Islam. They all to fill their pocket and bostick under their laurels. They want to stay in power. That's all. So Marwan Barghouti is being, inshallah, that we hope somebody better than Abu Mazen Mahmoud Abbas. So his wife and them are now there telling the international community that Marwan Barghouti, who's in jail for how many decades, so they in Israel apartheid regime, must be liberated and brought onto the international scene and become the leader. Because Mahmoud Abbas will die very soon and he is another enemy of Islam. So today will be the washing of the Kaaba. Maybe they did it already also, and people will enter the Kaaba Musharrafa. Today in Saudi Arabia is the 15th of Muharram. On the 1st of Muharram, they change the ghilaf, the kiswa, and on the 15th, the washing takes place. So even when we entered with Allah's help in 2011, so that was 1st of Shaaban, all with the mercy of Allah. So first they have the Ghuslul Kaaba, and then the people enter the diplomatic mats and so forth. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, the harami, you must remember, now wants to turn Medina Munawwara into an entertainment center. Already cinemas and all that, big plans. I'll send it out to all the groups and all that today, what they are planning, inshallah. 8:30 to 9 will be Mona Salman Fredericks of Port Elizabeth, inshallah al-Aziz, and is a lawyer also, our student from Darul Ulum Newcastle. Allah reward Khadim with Maha Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, mashallah, will be the bliss of marriage with Maulana Arafat, inshallah al-Aziz. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and special du'as of Wednesday afternoon are accepted. We should cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for ourselves and the Ummah at large. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I've got Sister Katie, who such says, morning AK, so how did Moses write the Torah? Was he literate? Katie, Ustad.
So you must remember that, my sister Katie, all the previous books and scriptures were given to the previous prophets, Moses, Jesus, David, all of them one shot, and they all were literate. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the only messenger, because he came last, but was, is, will always be the best in the entire universe and the greatest amongst all the prophets and messengers, to receive the Quran, the noble Quran, glorious Quran, over a period of 23 years. So verse by verse, chapter by chapter. So yes, the previous prophets were all literate, and they could read, they could write and everything. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was taught directly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When you say Nabiyil Ummiyi for Prophet Muhammad, it means human being did not teach him. Almighty Allah taught him directly. Wa allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Almighty Allah taught you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which you did not know.
So I think the brother is misunderstanding it. He says, Mufti Sab, around 300,000 Ukrainian troops are missing or dead, the lowest reliable figure being 100,000 casualties. How long can this terrible war last? And Mufti Sab, you still support Putin? Muslims are suffering. Shame on you as a Mufti, brother in Boxburg, Ustad.
So, brother, it looks like that you also took a vaccine, maybe one on your buttocks and one on your hand. So, therefore, you must remember your brain box is not working and so forth. So, you took a booster and a rooster. So, you must remember that. Only an idiot will follow this. Don't you understand the Americans' agenda? Don't you understand NATO's agenda? The Western hegemony? So, we must thank Putin for intervening. At least he knows what is a proper gender. He knows what is male and female. And he banned transgender business. He banned the burning of the Quran and so forth. So these haramis, America, Britain, all of them will tell you that you must become transgender. Your children must decide when they are 4, 5, 6 years old, whether they are Eve or whether they are Steve. When they want the Jali system, the one world order and so forth. But you, brother, your brain box is damaged in Boxburg. You see that? So I think you're boxing too much in Boxburg. So we're very happy to support Putin. Putin is a big harami, but he is saving the day. He can murder the whole Eastern Ukraine also. For us, it's nothing. You must remember that. Why? Because Ukraine are jutlas. The prime minister, president are jutlas, and they were set up to become the Israel in Europe. So what nonsense you talking? You know nothing about this here. You just look at your Western media, your CNN and your Fox and this TV and that TV, and like sheep mentality, follow the pied paper. Wake up, brother, smell the coffee.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, well said, Ustad. Sister Barbara says, but do you know, AK, Trump has announced that he can end the Ukraine war in 24 hours of being elected, which I believe. How would Trump do that, Barbara Ustad?
You know what? Don't you know, my sister Barbara? I'm amazed how you and your husband can fall for all Trump's. Trump used to lie minimum 20 times a day, that when the people would count his lies. So if you count his lies, Trump is a narcissist. Trump is an egoist. Trump is the worst president in this sense, the most disgraced. He's the first president and former president to be indicted and so forth. I say they won't convict him. They'll just give him a heavy fine, because they know then there'll be riots there. He's got the broad support among the whiteys and so forth and so on. So to say, so Trump just knows what to speak. And to say he will just bring this and so forth. How will he do it? He will tell Ukraine, no more support. support for you. No logistics, no arms, no money, no nothing. Finish, Ukraine is dead. Ukraine and NATO and Europe are puppies and puppets, you must remember, of United States. Even Biden can do that, but Biden wants a personal agenda against Trump. He called Trump a murderer one day and a killer, so you must remember, as though as he's innocent and so forth. How many people American regime killed? Get Guantanamo Bay is in front of you. Afghanistan is in front of you. Iraq is in front of you. Vietnam is in front of you. So my sister, that's what I can't understand. In this 21st century, what slave mentality you've got. You'll just look at the TV, and these are prostitutes, you must remember that. Intellectual, academic prostitutes. Did I say so? No. The New York Times, one journalist wrote this many, many years ago. He says, none of us have free speech. None of us are true independent thinkers. We have to toe the line of the editor, of the bosses, of the politicians, or whoever is the main players. Otherwise, we get fired. So that they have an agenda to fulfill, and you follow it, just like their brother in Boxburg who took a rooster and a booster up his, you know where.
0847863132. I must read this question to you, Ustad. Maybe Ustad will tell all the listeners, how true is this? We heard people are spreading false rumors about our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson, that he's lying of people accepting Islam. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah on those people. Ustad, anonymous sister.
You see, my sister, the same people who are making this propaganda, they begging me. They want Ibrahim Anderson's number, yes. And I'm telling them no. So you must remember, they're burning with jealousy. They are burning with hatred. When we started, Merkez Sahaba, let me go back. When I started with Ajadul Islam, so these same chaps, they came to us, and they gave us 6 months. How much they give us? 6 months. So remember that what's happening now, I don't know. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's favor, benevolence, that I served them for 17 years there at CII. And we brought it up with Allah's help and so forth. Remember that. So what's happening now, I don't know. The past 5-6 years and so forth. So the jealousy started because why? Now they were all getting marginalized and the people were getting so many other programs, Q&A, and there's no censorship and so forth. They can't even say the Shias are kuffar. But us, you know, we're very, very clear on all these issues. So when you burn with jealousy, so why they want to interview him? Why they want to do all this? We know their tactics. You must remember these type of things there. So when they used to call me to do programs for them, then I was very good. But now they hate my guts because I named them, shamed them, and nailed them. So you must remember this. We say, "Kul mutu bighaythikum," die with your anger. And walau kariyal hasidun, walau kariyal haqidun. Whether the people are jealous, you continue with your jealousy. Whether you hate me or hate Merkez or hate whoever, it got nothing to do with us. We make dua for you, and you must remember that Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq to apologize for closing the masajid and bootlicking the government. Allah Ta'ala forgive you for joining the lesbians and going to court to close the masjid and joining the lesbians. So that is what we. So your jealousy, that means nothing to us. Remember that always Allah's help is with the people whom people are jealous of, never with the person who's jealous. So you think we are idiots here or something to shoot ourselves in our feet like what you did? So you lost all credibility in the whole of South Africa and the whole world. People look at you, they say another shaitan came who closed the masjid. Lahum fi dunya khizyun wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. Chapter 2, verse 114. So for them, you must remember that there are this disgrace in this worldly life, and for them there is, you must remember, a horrible, terrible punishment in the year after. So Almighty Allah has made all this very, very clear. chapter 2 and verse 114.
I see Bain Woodbing says, Mufti Saab, they jealous about you, Mufti Saab. Tell them what? Die with your anger. Move to something. Bar from Cape Woodbank start.
Ameen, ameen. Kul mutu bi ghaydikum, Quran says.
I've got Sister Nola. She says, what do people do in heaven on a daily basis? I like your program. And I like Islam. Ustad Nola.
Thank you very much, my sister Nola. You see, this is another thing. Is Allah just gives us inspiration. Why are you teaching the converted only? Teach the non-Muslims. So we're dedicating this program to non-Muslims. We tell you non-Muslims, Jew, Christian, Hindu, atheist, Satanist, you ask whatever question you want, we will answer you, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah. Here's a typical perfect example in all these programs of life. Nothing. And I don't know what is the next question. So my sister Nola, thank you very much. So you must know what Quran says. Once you have passed your test, you live with Islam and Iman and you died and you enter paradise and heaven as you say, then the Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. You will get whatever you desire and whatever you ask for, immediately it will be given to you. You, my sister Nola, what's happening? You're putting your microwave on, you're putting on your stove, you're switching on your aircon, and then what comes? A and C. Always no current. Always no current. There's load shedding, Papa, you see? So there, no disappointment, no worry, no sorry. I come to your house, oh Sister Nola, as your guest. You invited me, so you will make some preparations. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim, that Almighty Allah, He has told us, now you enter my paradise, and I will be the one who is going to treat you as the special, special honorable guest. So beyond our perception and comprehension, it will be not a second of sadness or grief, all the time joy, bliss, happiness, and whatever we desire. And not for 1 week and 1 month like you go for a honeymoon. Nay, eternal success and perpetual prosperity, my sister Nola. So you must think about it and think about Islam. Ameen. And the radiance and effulgence of Islam.
I've got Sister Claire. She was listening to Mulana Salim Karim this morning. She's from Balito. She says, AK, what exactly has increased or what has been done for the people of South Africa since the ANC came in parliament 25 years ago? Claire from Balito, Ustad.
My sister, we have to rephrase your question. What did the white men do during apartheid? We were known as coolies, Indians, the Africans, you know the K word, the colors were. So we all were called non-whites, knee blankers. That I still remember those boards. No dogs and no knee blankers, no non-whites allowed. So when we speak of politics, we need to be fair at all times, not only choose one party. And then you got even your dates wrong, my sister Claire, with due respect. How can you say 25 years? They in power now 29 years, and next year elections will be 30 years, and they destroyed the 300 years. So that is what the ANC have done. And I'm on record 1,000 times and never ever voted for them. I have Quran in my hand and I'll never vote for them. From day one, you could see the corruption and the crime and all these type of things. So we'll end it there, inshallah, because now I have to go to the masjid, to the mosque also for prayer. And 6 o'clock will be the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. And thereafter, the Fajr Adhan. And thereafter, remember, will be Mona Khalid Yaqub, 8:30 to 9. Mona Salman, Salaman Fredericks, remember, of Port Elizabeth, and 11 to 12 Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 Tafsir. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khairan, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.